I met Cleo on Tuesday, November 13th. I had been to class in the morning and went out to the Rockaways right afterwards, planning on taking photos inside Reese Park, which had been transformed into a landfill for the garbage that was amassing in the wake of the hurricane. After being turned away for taking photos of city property without permission, I decided to visit St. Francis de Sales Church to see if I could speak with the woman organizing incoming donations there. The church, on 129th Street and Newport Avenue, had been taken over by NYC Cares volunteers and piles of donations that were coming in from all over the country. As I was packing up to leave, an older woman stopped at the volunteer check-in desk to turn in her name tag for the day. She was wearing an orange NYC Cares shirt and a very tired face.
Okay, my name is Cleo Lewis Cipher. I am originally from Charlotteville in Tobago in the Caribbean. Rockaways reminded me a lot of Tobago, where I was born, because it's a seaport. It used to have a lot of old wooden buildings and country as compared to Michigan, Brooklyn. I loved it here because it was quiet.
She continued on to tell me about her experience living in the Rockaways. I asked if she liked going to the beach.
I had stopped since my husband passed, because one day I tried going there and it troubled me. It hurt so much because we used to go out walking a lot on the boardwalk almost every day. So when I tried to go back, it's like the memories, and I didn't go back. I just got past the steps and ran back down and never went back there.
I turned the conversation a bit to talk more about the present moment.
They said we had to do mandatory evacuation, and I don't have any relatives here. So I got on the last flight out of LaGuardia going to New Orleans.
And I know it's hard to talk about, but what was it like driving in for the first time after the storm? What did it look like?
It was unthinkable, because I wouldn't think that the sea would get all the way over here, but with such intense or rage, because for the sand to cover up all over here means that those were some giant waves, big waves, you know. So it was very shocking, and up to now I still cannot comprehend it. There's no explanation. I can't understand an explanation for it.
I asked her about the condition of her building. I wanted to know what it was like going home again.
A lot of sand and tiny fishes, smelly stink. Unbelievable what I saw with the sand and the way it smelled. And then to walk up 6 flights because I'm on the 6th floor. It was very appalling.
After our conversation in the car, I offered to help her carry the carts up to her apartment on the 6th floor. I wanted to make her day as easy as possible. As soon as I entered the stairwell with her, the smell was right in my face. A rancid, rotting stink that made me cover my nose with my shirt as we hiked up the 6 flights together. "I told you it's horrible, right?" she said to me as we braked on the 3rd floor. Back to the story. I wanted to know what it's been like being without power for the last 2 weeks. She had mentioned that she still had not had a shower.
Horrible. Thank God for Home Depot, because they gave each of us tiny lights, and I was able to bring that light home with me every day. So that helped me to get up the stairway and then come back down to go to work the other day.
Cleo is a sales associate at Home Depot in Brooklyn, where she's been for almost 14 years. Customers had been extremely rude to her last week, and Home Depot had not given her pay for the day she took off during the storm.
Coming back to work from the storm, we just had one generator throughout the whole store. But the customers were so ungrateful, because we had this little light going around trying to help them, and yet they were so rude, will be swearing at you, and it was disgusting. And yet, every now and then, you'll meet someone who is appreciative and will thank you for what you do and all that. But there was a lot of things that just went off the shelf immediately. Generators, garbage bags, cleaning supplies. anything, to me, anything you can think about, they were gone. My work week was very tough because they said they weren't paying for the days that I took off for the storm. So I had to work like Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 4 days in order to make up my 40 hours, which was tough on me because the buses were not starting to work until about 6:30, 7 on mornings. And I usually take sometimes 3 buses to get to work. So by the time I get there, I lose almost 2 hours. And then I had to leave the job about 4 o'clock for the latest, else I wouldn't be able to get home before it's dark because we were like on a curfew where they said they didn't want anybody walking on the street after it gets dark. And the buses now, MTA were saying they're not trusting the drivers and the buses in the dark. So once it gets dark, they stop the buses from running. So it was like being in a rock in a hard place. It was tough.
And so to make up the hours, you had to skip lunch?
Yes. For all the days, I had to skip lunch in order to get my time going.
And today is your day off?
Yes.
And what did you choose to do today?
I stood online and did an application with FEMA on Friday before I went to work. And they suggested that they were giving stuff out at the Catholic Church on 129th Street. But I had to work all the days and wasn't able to go before today. On going this morning, it was so chaotic and everybody just grabbing and going as though well, with no consideration for anybody else. I said, you know what, I was going home to go back to Brooklyn to do laundry, but maybe I could stay and put in some hours with the people. They needed the help, and I decided to help. I walked around, got some food stuff. I got a blanket and 2 towels from the Red Cross. They have the Red Cross labels on them, so I just decided to stay and help.